So here's a link to a news item, guys, about a femme talking on some media saying how she can't get a man and moaning as usual. And all these femmes who are alone, it's all been self-inflicted. They've done it all themselves. So are guys are supposed to be sympathetic about these problems that the femmes created themselves? Anyway, I'm going to try and pretend to be her therapist. I think she has one already anyway, just for a bit of a laugh. Here we go.
Quick question. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, £185 an hour is my going rate. And that's cheap by today's standards.
Like, I am so sick and tired of just...
Now, be specific about it, like I've told you.
Everything.
Well, I guess our last session was a waste of time.
Right now. Everyone is so quick to say, stop doing this, stop thinking like this, stop telling me I'm wrong.
You see, that's one of your problems. You believe you're correct every time, and you're not.
I have literally convinced myself at this point, based on everything that everyone's telling me, my therapist, my family, my friends, that I'm just doing everything wrong. I'm healing wrong. I'm thinking wrong. I'm training wrong. I'm doing relationships wrong. Everything I do is fucking wrong, and I'm so sick of it. Stop comparing. It's not even about comparison. Like, I genuinely just want love in my life so badly.
Well, you could pay for it. That's what men have to do.
It's literally not about anyone else. It's just about me and what I want.
And there's another one of your major faults. The world does not evolve around you and your feelings.
And being fucking over the fact that I don't have it. I feel like I have done so much work on myself. I have built a beautiful life for myself. I'm happy with my...
Don't pick your nose. You're on video.
Life where I'm at, my job, I'm successful, I'm independent. I'm healthier than I've ever been.
And more arrogant than you ever have been.
I take such good care of myself. Truly the only thing I'm missing in my life is someone to enjoy it with.
Oh, come on. You must have a bunch of cats. You people always do.
And I'm so sick of waiting. Like, when is it going to be my turn? What more do I have to do to fix myself before I'm just allowed to be happy? Before I'm allowed to meet this universe soulmate person that God supposedly has for me? How much harder do I have to pray and manifest and wait? I feel like I'm being punished for something I didn't do. And I'm just so tired. I'm so tired.
And there it is. You see, this is a lot of problem with you femmes. You believe you hit a certain age and it's a God-given right that you have a man, but do nothing really to get one. A male isn't something you get for Christmas. He's not a toy. He's a human being.
I don't expect a lot.
No, doesn't sound like it. Just everything.
I just want love in my life so bad. I want my life partner. Am I just supposed to be alone? Like, is that the message? That this beautiful life I've built for myself, like, it's just supposed to be me in it alone?
There's a lot of femmes alone today because of the entitlement that you obviously have too. And if you don't change, you're gonna have to get used to it.
Like, I know I have my dog and I love him so much, but like, I need...
Yes, I know what you need.
Love.
Well, you can get Mr. Whippy on Amazon. It comes in a plain, unmarked package. Nobody will ever know.
All of my friends.
Now, I've told you about lying. You haven't got any.
Have their fiancés and their boyfriends and their husbands that they prioritize. Like, as far as I'm concerned, I've been left behind.
Now, there's nothing wrong with your behind. That's one good thing about you.
And I really just want to find that person that matches my energy and wants to build a life with me.
Well, why don't you go to that new place that's just open near you? Kittens a Go-Go. And I believe their prices aren't too bad either.
Is that so hard?
Well, it was for me. But at least that's another £185. Are you paying by card?
Self-inflicted victimhood is all I can say. Take it easy, fellas.